This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, what we've been talking about, again, friends, over the last 3 days concerning, you know, the narrative that the state-controlled media is attempting to set in stone runs in the face of eyewitness accounts. And again, friends, the stupidest thing they could have done is exactly what they're doing. They're telling you the truth in their confusion. They're telling you who's responsible, as well as telling you, friends, what the objective is, because the objective is what their end aim is. And that's the political motive, friends, to allow these things to take place so they can go out there and reach and grab for the guns. The stupidest thing they could do, they've done. In the face of someone shooting at hundreds, perhaps thousands of people, and allegedly killing 59 people, they want to take away your guns. Now let's just think about that. They want gun control. Now, why would they want gun control? Because they want the control. We did a show on this last week. But folks, we found that the timeline of the Las Vegas shooter continues to change. We found that incredible forensic acoustic analysis demonstrates a second shooter in Las Vegas. Folks, if you watch videos, do a little homework. Go out there, start watching some of these videos that are still out there. If they've not been pulled by YouTube yet, you've got to ask the question why they're doing that. Well, they're giving cover to the conspirators. But also keep in mind, friends, when you're watching these videos, there's no doubt in anybody's normal mind as to a second shooter. You can clearly hear a second shooter. There's video out there as a possible shooter on the ground. If you haven't seen that video, Las Vegas police report. I listened to the radio. I played it for you on the radio here. The police were reporting multiple shooters, one on the 29th floor. There's another report of a 30th floor shooter, a 32nd floor shooter, and eyewitnesses claim that there was a fourth floor shooter or a lower level shooter as well. And of course, we played the video, which was for me a video, but audio to you, on Michael Savage's show, where there was a woman that was an eyewitness as to what took place there, and she had several reporters requesting time with her, and she said, "I don't know how the media is finding me." Interesting. Michael Savage asked the question to her, "Have you been interviewed by other reporters there in Las Vegas?" And she said, "Yes, I have." And that's when she said, "I don't know how they're finding me." And then then he asked, have you shared with her or them your eyewitness accounts? And she said they have not asked any questions, of course, because it doesn't fit the narrative. Again, with the Vegas survivor says she heard multiple shooters. Interestingly enough, friends, did you see the video where the media is reporting the damage that's done by an AR-15 when shooting at a watermelon? But the gun happens to be a shotgun. See, they're trying to revise definitions as to what these guns are really about. I've also seen videos, friends, that they lined up with the shooting that took place allegedly there in Las Vegas, and they were trying to call it a certain weapon when, in fact, the video exposes it to be the opposite of what they claimed that it was. And then we had, friends, interestingly enough, what transpired, what came to the surface concerning the Las Vegas sheriff when he was doing his declaration of the events that took place there in Las Vegas, allegedly. What was interesting about it is you could hear during this video, during these reporters asking the sheriff questions, it was interesting to note, you could clearly hear an FBI reporter to his right, stage right, tell him, don't go there. And the reporter was asking him a question about bombs in his car. Now, why would the FBI be dictating that press conference, friends? Again, we need to look at history to understand what's going on here. America, the stupidest thing they did was go for gun control. Again, just let me paint the picture. You're in Las Vegas. You're at a concert. Some guy starts to shoot you with an automatic weapon. During that time, you have politicians and others behind the scene calling for gun control. They want to disarm you in the face of the person that has an automatic weapon that's shooting multiple people, allegedly. That is the most telling thing that they could be sharing with you, America, as to who may be responsible for what's going on here, because it meets their political ends. And what is it? They want gun control. And folks, furthermore, let me put this in a nutshell for you. The eyewitnesses run in the face of the Las Vegas shooters' media's narrative. They're attempting to set the narrative to fit the narrative that they had before the shooting even took place. Now, why is that, America? Now, I know that there's some out there that are so foolish as to say, Bradley, come on, are you a conspiracy theorist? Well, apparently you haven't been listening to the show over the last couple days, because we have been talking about conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And I've also been sharing with you that patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Folks, Scripture tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. What is told in, or what is spoken in the dark, will always come to the light. And it always does, America. See, the Bible also tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Why? Because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. You can't hide it from your Creator. And He promised in His mercy to bring it to the light. And in His mercy, folks, by bringing it to the light, He's expecting those that profess to love Him to bring forth the law and to bring about consequence, namely judgment, which guards our liberties. And this is where the American people are failing. They fail to keep justice and judgment, and that's what keeps these conspirators in business. Folks, when we come back on the other side, conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. If you haven't heard this show, folks, we got about 15 more to go. Check it out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Friends, listen to what this caller from Canada had to say about America and her leadership on a global scale.
I'm a young father, and I have children, and I want my country back. I want the same kind of constitution as rights as you guys have down there. That's why it's important for you guys to take lead. You guys have always been the leaders. You guys went to the strongest nation in the world in under 300 years. You know, you guys used to be number one in the education, and everybody looked at you guys like it's your everything. Yep. Was all about freedom.
As Daniel Webster once said, he said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. America, the right time to do the right thing is right now."
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, as well as my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean One on my Twitter account. And friends, if you would like to give us a call, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, and 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ. If I leave Christ, then leave me and turn the dial. Let's stick to the Word of God and the Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, and how right on he is. Not was, is. Again, friends, what we've been doing is talking about conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. I want to go back a couple days, and forgive me if I say his last name wrong, but who is Leon Czolgosz? Who is Leon Czolgosz? Or who is Charles J. Guttow? Charles Gay Guttow. A couple questions for you. This is kind of the preface to the show today. Leon Czolgosz and Charles J. Guttow. Well, the answer is Leon Czolgosz was President McKinley's assassin. And Charles J. Guttow is President Garfield's assassin. Most people didn't know who these men were because at the time it was for the world to know the facts as to what took place concerning the assassination. Okay, these were two lone wolves that decided to take things into their own hands and commit the act of murder. Read 1 John 3:12 when you get a moment. Folks, there was no diversions, no media cover-ups. They were simple cases to solve, as it was reported through the eyewitness accounts. And again, it was easily solved. Now let me ask you this. What has history taught you about these guys? Who's John Wilkes Booth? Or who's Lee Harvey Oswald? It's interesting how the media took the time to make sure everybody believes their theory. Because we know who John Wilkes Booth is. He was the one that allegedly shot President Abraham Lincoln. There's conspiracy around the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Okay, there's diversion around John Wilkes Booth and the assassination. Okay? John F. Kennedy's assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald, were told by the media their theory that Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald, was responsible. In the face of eyewitnesses, they continuously pushed their theory down your throat, like it or not. They're still teaching young people today. And year after year, the new generations are raised up to believe by the media and their lies in the textbooks that John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald were responsible solely for the assassinations. But that flies in the face of the facts. And most people don't pull the curtain back to see it for what it is. Even during the time of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, folks, for those that didn't know, over 400 people died around the assassination. And those that saw the shooter on the grassy knoll were continuously demonized or just ignored. That's all they have to do is just ignore them. And continuously push their narrative down your throat. Now, what's interesting about that, when doing some homework on this today, because I know this is a fact, I'll just ask the average Joe, do you believe that Oswald killed Kennedy? Folks, 9 times out of 10, no. It was the government. It was a conspiracy. A Gallup poll, for what they're worth, taken in the United States reveals that yesterday I shared with you about 82%. It's now down to 61%. And the 61% as of 2013 are those that are being raised up in public schools where they're being indoctrinated. That's why the numbers are going down. But if you even watch video during the time of the assassination, people were asked about the assassination right after. And people didn't believe, or they wanted to know why this guy would have did what he did, and how he did it was another question that came into this equation. But 61% of the American people still believe that JFK assassination was a conspiracy. While the establishment media is hard at work doing their best to keep the up-and-coming deceived into believing their contrived theories while covering for them that are committing the act of conspiracy. You need to think, America. You need to slow your roll and think about what you're being told. On a daily basis, I track people. A lot of grace. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, where I have a pink and a blue in my hand. And they're two little cards. One's bigger than the other one. And I say, what color is this? They say blue. And I say, what color is this one? They say pink. And if I hold the pink one in my left hand, it's bigger than the blue one. And I'll say, which one's bigger? They'll say the pink one. And then what I'll do is I'll switch them around real quick. It's not magic. It's just an illusion. I'll say, I thought you just said the pink one is bigger than the blue one. Which one's bigger now? They'll say the blue one. And at that point, they're kind of shocked that the blue one's bigger than the pink one. And then I put them together, and they're both the same size. And I say the point is, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Pay attention to the details. And oftentimes I'll share that with them that you have to be careful with what the media is sharing with you today. And then what they do is they read the Ten Commandments to Christ, Galatians 3:24, on the pink and the blue. So I'm giving them a natural message to teach them what I'm teaching them in the spiritual. Because remember, Jesus taught that the natural mind receives not the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. But when I do that little trick with them, it causes them to pause and to think about what's being told to them on a 24/7 basis. And it's interesting, over the last year, I've been paying attention to the answers that I've been getting from my brothers in a different paint job, black folks. And I'll say we have to be careful about what we're being told. You know what's interesting about that is I've not gotten one negative comment or one negative look or a look where someone wanted to kill me, looks that could kill, from a black individual. So you can see, again, the media is feeding the frenzy concerning the race card. They have their little group of people that they go around with cameras, stir up trouble, and then what they do is they smack someone in the face, and then what they do is they call them names, and then if someone dare respond to them, then they play the victim when in fact they're the perpetrators. That's what the media looks for. But I have not seen that from firsthand experience over the last year. And folks, I'm telling you, I talk to and I see a lot of people. But let's go back to this. Because what we're seeing today is the facts run in the face of the Las Vegas shooters narrative that's given to you by the state-controlled media. They're just ignoring the facts. They don't want you to have the facts. But when they called for gun control, that should have told you who the guilty party is right then and there. Conspiracy, defined Webster's 1828, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. Now, it's interesting. One of the things that I shared with you concerning what's going on there, how the narrative in Las Vegas and the alleged shooter that the media is trying to give you is running in stark contrast to eyewitness accounts, if they're even asked. And they're trying to suppress all eyewitness accounts. Why? And this is why YouTube is actually deleting or censoring videos, because they don't want you to ask questions. And to prove my point, I just shared with you a couple moments ago, friends, how the sheriff in Las Vegas, when he was giving his press conference, you can go online and you can actually hear the FBI agent, why he's up there dictating the sheriff. Nobody knows, but again, the writing's on the wall. But he says, don't go there, when a reporter asked the sheriff about a bomb in his car. Why would he be dictating? Why would the media be giving you or trying to subject you to an illusion that a shotgun is an AR? Because they've been at work for a long time attempting to revise everything, America. They want you to believe the lie. They want you to put darkness for light. They want to put the lie for the truth, Isaiah 5:20. And this is where they want you to go so they can have absolute control over you. Okay? We're going to come right back to this, folks, and we're going to continue on concerning the conspiracy theories that just happen to be true. And time does tell, but folks, we have enough facts in front of us right now to expose the conspirators. So let's get to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wow, folks, the facts run in the face of the narrative that the media is setting in Las Vegas. And what they're doing is adjusting and readjusting, omitting and adding at will to fit the media's narrative. And the end aim? Gun control. And interestingly enough, folks, the NRA is right on board. We need to start asking some serious questions here. And by the way, the NRA has a history of incrementally compromising away your God-given rights. And yet I cannot tell. It fails me to recollect the number of times and emails that I've seen from the NRA using fear, of course, to raise money because they have to stop some legislation where there's an attempt to disarm the American people. Yet they're the ones to incrementally give up your rights. Pay attention, America. This is politics. And it's interesting for those that say, well, you know, I just don't get involved in politics. Let me ask you the question, do you live politics? Well, then you better start getting involved. But compromise, as you well know, are two men agreeing on what they both know is wrong. Let's get back over to conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Yesterday we spent some time on the Dreyfus affair. You were told by the media that it was a theory when in fact it turned out to be a conspiracy. The same thing with the mafia. It was supposed to be in the minds of the people as being fictitious. Folks, if you want to see organized crime now, just look to the CIA and in many ways the FBI. MK Ultra, you were told that was a theory. Operation Mockingbird with the CIA has paid a well-known number, as a number, matter of fact, 400 people that we know of, domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, Washington Post, New York Times, CBS, and others to publish CIA propaganda. And we found out that to be a fact because those from within inside of the CIA came out and told the American people that, in fact, it was not a theory. It was, in fact, a conspiracy. The Manhattan Project, we were told, was a theory, which turned out to be none other than what we're exposing today. Conspiracy. Folks, conspiracies breed when you depart from the living God, just so you know. Because when you stick to the word, you won't tolerate the crime of conspirators. We were told asbestos was a theory, which in fact turned out to be a conspiracy. Watergate was a theory, by the way, for those that did not know, that was a pedophile cover-up. Also, the Tuskegee syphilis study was a theory, the media said, when in fact it turned out to be, in fact, a conspiracy. Operation Northwoods, just think about this one. Let me detail this one for a moment. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. So they had to incite the American people by actually creating their own political opposition. Okay, the plans included committing acts of terrorism in the United States only to blame on Fidel Castro, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers only to blame on a political opposition or opponents, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cuban immigrants, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, hijacking planes, so on and so forth. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Why nearly 40 years? Because then they're dead. But who covered for them? The media did. Operation Northwoods is, in fact, a factual op, America. But you were told it was a theory. Now it's out there for everybody to see. Now, if you take back from the 1960s what they agreed to do, take that to September 11, 2001. And when you look at the end of September 2011, I've shared with this, shared with you on the radio several times, America. The bureaucracies have been created and they've been leveled at Americans, not at foreigners. Okay, and you can go ahead and look at the 72 definitions of a terrorist according to the mind of the DHS, which was established after September 11th. But don't forget about Adolf Hitler. When he attacked his own Reichstag, he also established something called Fatherland Security. And it took him 6 years to destroy the German Constitution. In 1990, testimony of Nayara. You were told it was just a theory by the media. It was, in fact, a conspiracy. Counterintelligence programs against activities in the 1960s, you'll find the FBI was behind them. You'll find that the CIA was behind them. So, folks, when you hear of provocateurs being sent into peaceful marches today, keep in mind who's doing this a good majority of the time. And you're paying for it. The Iran-Contra affair, don't forget about the drug running and the murder of Barry Seal. The orders were given, we're told, through a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys by none other than Oliver North. But you know him as an honorable military man in the United States of America. Wake up, America! They love to honor themselves, let me tell you. And that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Yet everywhere you go in the United States, it has a name of one of those higher-ups in the government, or it's named after a president, or some honorable man according to the wisdom of the fallen world. The Iran-Contra affair, a lot of drug dealing in there, that was completely blacked out concerning what took place in 1987. They were actually selling drugs and using the money to arm our enemies, creating war. CIA drug running in Los Angeles. You should watch some of this footage, friends. The cops actually get in there and start calling them out for who they are. But again, you were told, and I was ending the show yesterday with this, as a matter of fact, but you were told that it was just a theory. Pulitzer Prize award-winning journalist Gary Webb, who apparently shot himself with a shotgun twice to the head in America, you bought it, because if you didn't buy it, then why did you settle for what they told you? Gary Webb exposed alongside the LAPD narcotics officer turned whistleblower and author Michael Rupert, CIA contract pilot Terry Reed, and many others. In 1996, the San Jose Mercury News published Webb Dark Alliance, a 20,000-word, three-part investigative series which alleged that Nicaraguan drug traffickers had sold and distributed crack cocaine in Los Angeles during the 1980s. By the way, go get the video, Cocaine Cowboys. It's a documentary. Those that were a part of the game. And you will see Barry Seal with live footage transporting cocaine from these Colombia. And he has their military and the higher-ups in their government helping load up the plane. And it's interesting how you never hear about the governments that are a part of drug running, when in fact, friends, that's all you have to do here in America is go online. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now for you so I can give it to you. CIA plane with cocaine hits mountain. Okay? If you'd like to see for yourself, just punch in what I just got done telling you. And then go online. American CIA plane said to be moving prisoners crashed into Mexico with over 400 tons of cocaine. And this is April 25th, 2012 that I have in front of me right now. I knew an individual in North Minneapolis. Okay, so now I have a different account here. Here's another one, September 24th, 2007. There's 3.7 tons of cocaine on board. The CIA refused to comment and no arrests were made. But you can go online, you can see all the cocaine, you can see the airplane. Going back to North Minneapolis, he used to get all of his drugs from the FBI, Mexican FBI. Friends, who gains from the crime? Who gains from the crime? Okay, so just to set the record straight, I have another visual in front of me. CIA drug plane captured in Mexico with 3.7 tons of cocaine on board, which aligns itself with the last number that I gave you. Yep, there's another 3.7. And now what I'm going to do is just to confirm it. It's 4 tons, not 400. So someone got their numbers wrong. And see, that's how misinformation gets out there. So I just corrected that scenario. It is not 400 tons, it's 4 tons of cocaine. And I guess at that point, and at this point, it doesn't matter how many tons. Even if there's a spoonful of cocaine on one of those planes, you might want to ask the question as to why it was there in the first place. Let's get back to what we were talking about. So we see that a book or a published article by Gary Webb, Dark Alliance, a 20,000-word, three-part investigative series, alleged that Nicaraguan drug traffickers had sold and distributed crack cocaine in Los Angeles during the 1980s, and that drug profits were used to fund the CIA-supported Nicaraguan Contras. That's what I just shared with you a couple moments ago. Webb never asserted that the CIA directly aided drug dealers to raise money for the Contras. But he did document that the CIA was aware of the cocaine transactions and the larger shipments of cocaine into the U.S. by the Contra personnel. Dark Alliance received national attention at the height of the interest. The web version of it on San Jose Mercury News website received 1.3 million hits a day. According to the Columbia Journalism Review, the series became the most talked about piece of journalism in 1996 and arguably the most famous, some would say infamous, set of articles of the decade. Now, also keep in mind, he's been assassinated. They told you that he shot himself in the head twice when he got home to his apartment with a shotgun. He did it. He shot himself in the head twice with a shotgun, America. And you're supposed to buy that. And it's also interesting to note that they began to demonize him as a theorist when this came out. Well, was it true, America? Let me ask you. Is it true? We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. And by the way, when I'm talking about, again, the CIA and the FBI, we're talking about some bad apples in the group, right? There seems to be some bad apples in every group. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and it's our job, church, to right the wrongs. Let's get back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. So when we look, we've been talking about the enemy on the football field, and boy, I'll tell you what, these NFL players, they're making millions and millions of dollars fighting over a pig ball with tights on. That's a little weird to me. It really is. But I suppose you have to feed that monster, don't you? But we're talking about the enemy on the field. And I'm just thinking about the hypocrisy going on here, and the media is pushing this, folks, as a positive thing. You have noticed that, right? And so are the politicians. But what they're also doing with Donald is they're playing and creating political opposition. The best way to control it is to lead it ourselves. And that's exactly what's happening. I was just sharing with you right before the last break that Colin Kaepernick, in his stupidity, I mean, the guy just has manure all over himself. He stinks to high heaven. He adds insult to injury by wearing a T-shirt that had photographs of the 1960 meeting of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro and Malcolm X, which reads, "Like minds think alike." Well, and I laid to your candor, America, as to what is it that you need from these people. If they act like a duck, if they quack like a duck, if they walk like a duck, they must be a communist, right? So this is what you're dealing with. And you're seeing other useful communists take a knee with them, spitting on the graves and desecrating the memory of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Both, again, in the natural. Always telling you what's going on in the spiritual, friends. Christ did it first on the cross, first and foremost. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. That's what they have done. And now look what they're doing, friends. Because they don't know the price paid for their freedoms. That, by the way, that is the answer to America's dilemma. Show them the cross, both in the natural and in the spiritual. First in the spiritual. And what Americans put up with is just second to none. It really is. And when I was highlighting all those wars, you know, interestingly enough, in every one of those wars, my family members were there. Picking up body parts or they were killed. And so that's why I'm adamant about being on the radio and standing against anything that would violate their honor. And it's interesting how this all coincides with the political movement called Islam. I mean, they stand back and allow this man, if you want to call him that, like those of his criminal surroundings, friends, those that are in cahoots and those that are telling him what he needs to do and how he needs to do it, because you better bet your bottom dollar he's taking orders, friends. To be this blatantly obvious. He's taking orders. And this is a frontal attack on everything that we are. But then again, if you turn the television off and shut down the NFL, there wouldn't be any more problems, would there? No. There surely wouldn't be. I mean, when you look at this again, let's go back to the Muslim organizations in this country. And the likes of Colin Kaepernick, who just converted to the Muslim faith, have Muslims and their organizations exhibited a spirit of cooperation, or have they repeatedly urged Muslims not to cooperate voluntarily, but to carefully go through them? Have they not encouraged the Muslims and a credulous media that has been uncritically Muslim compliant? The idea that Muslims are victimized? Folks, that's what this is all about. This is about changing the way things are in this country. And because the American people are uneducated, for the most part, they think that this is okay and it's freedom of speech. And by the way, just for the record, America, this is not freedom of speech. This is like standing there when the cop tells you to pull over on the side of the road. This is like you giving him the finger and pushing down on the gas pedal all the more and roaring by him in transgression of the law. That's what this is. And again, the media wants you to get caught up in a debate. Oh, this is freedom of speech. He can do whatever he wants to do. They can all just, you know, disrespect the flag. Really, why don't we send them overseas and see how long they're going to disrespect the flag that they now have to fight for? And that's where it really lies, friends. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And you definitely don't know what you've got until you actually have to fight for it and suffer for it. And bleed for it. You know, it's been said, those that bring the light must endure the flame. Yep, that's true. But America, why are you even having to make an issue out of what's going on here? Again, as I said, if you would put things into perspective and shut down the NFL and the NBA and other sports friends that where they are making millions of dollars, and keep in mind, them millions of dollars are coming out of your pocket. They're coming out of the pockets of the sponsors to do what they're doing right now. And this, again, just like government, is a perfect reflection of where the American people are at. Well, Bradley, people are mad about it. I don't care that they're mad about it. What I'm looking for right now is, where's the government to enforce the law? That's their purpose, to restrain men from sin. What are they doing? They're giving this as an example to other groups. This is America putting gas on the fire. There's a pro and a con to this. That's the con. Here's the pro. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, America, because they are. Rest assured. Rest assured. And it only proves to you again that he is, because I got to bring this into equation, because if I didn't, I would be missing half of the problem. They're using him as a individual to usher in Muslims, and for you to accept their lawlessness. And to prove my point, is Colin Kaepernick obeying the law? Nope. Are those that are not taking a stand and showing respect, are they violating the law? Absolutely, they're violating the law. And they're violating the conscience of every American in this country that it comes from a military family. So they're not being ruled by law. No, they're not. But that should come as no surprise, because when you go back to Mustafa Carroll from CAIR, C-A-I-R, he said, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. And this is exactly how he is acting out right now. Exactly. It's exactly how he's acting out. And what's happening is foreign to who we are as a people. And if it's foreign to who we are as a people, then guess what? We better correct something. First ourselves, because again, these guys are sitting down there doing the things that they're doing because they don't have a worry in the world, because you're paying for them to do the things that they're doing. They're laughing at you. And this so coincides with corrupt politicians, it's not even funny. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. I mean, you want to talk about the American people being entertained out of their freedoms? America, you're even paying for it. Because you've taught these useful idiots that they don't... No rule of law. No rule of law. No right from wrong before heaven in God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, it's right when Abraham Lincoln rightly said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And we are. And why? Because people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And he said, you forsake my law, I'll forsake your children. You know, and don't blame God, because his mercy is the fact that he's uncovering crime at every given turn. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. There's not a sparrow that falls to the ground without your Father's notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs on top of your head. It's not his fault that you're disobeying his commands. It's yours. So why are we having this discussion? Because America as a whole, Colin Kaepernick represents you. Because that's where your money, your time, and your...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.